lawyer with a special interest in aviation, and he's also a pilot. He's with me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Susan.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. What were your first thoughts when you heard about this crash?
Well, firstly, we're all grateful that it wasn't a far greater calamity. Mm. So I think we're all surprised that in such an event, there's only minor injuries.
Yeah, it's shocking that, and very, as you say, very positive that not more people were injured or worse. What is the chatter within the aviation community following this incident?
Well, the first reaction was, well, it was most likely an unauthorised flight, and that it was probably someone on a frolic of their own for some reason that is yet to be explained. That it's also speculated that it must have been someone with company knowledge, perhaps a former employee who knew how to gain access to the helicopter. But still, the motivation remains a mystery. I don't think anyone's really put a finger on what that is likely, what that will prove to be.
Yeah, still very early days in the investigation. A lot to happen and a lot to unfold. What will that process of investigation look like? You've been involved and on the sidelines as in your role as a lawyer, had a lot to do with aircraft crashes. Tell us what this process of investigation will look like.
Well, first of all, they want to identify who the pilot was and put together a sequence of events, what the pilot was doing from earlier in the day. And that's usually the best way to determine motivation. They'll trace his movements and trace his conversations with other people in order to determine why he decided to do it and whether it was... That will also have some bearing on the purpose of the flight in terms of its outcome. Was it a deliberate deliberate crash into the building, or was it something? Was it caused by an accident?
Mm. How long do these investigations typically take, Peter?
Well, we'll see an interim report in a couple of weeks, but I think there'll be more disclosed to the media even before that. This is something that's evolving quickly. We'll know more today. We'll know more tomorrow. But the ATSB will issue an interim report in within 2 weeks.
You're hearing from Peter Carter, one of the directors of Carter Capner Law. Investigators were quick to point out that they don't believe there to be further threat and that it's kind of like a standalone incident. What do you make of those comments?
Well, that's in line with the idea that it's someone, a misadventure by someone, a poor decision by someone to go into an aircraft at 2 a.m. and buzz Cairns CBD. So from that description, it's unlikely that there be any other similar events occurring.
There has been a lot of discussion about security since this incident. Does there need to be greater security at our airports, including sort of those general aviation areas?
That's probably going to be one of the main issues that will come out of any recommendations from this report. Whether there needs to be any greater security, I suspect that there may well be a suggestion that security be upgraded. At the moment, most general aviation airports operated on the basis of a combination lock at gates, and people with clearance are notified from time to time when that combination has changed. So there might be a higher level of gate security at general aviation airports throughout the country.
Typically, on an authorised flight, there would be a flight plan and things like that. Do we think that the tower that they would normally check in with before taking off, would that have been manned at that time, do you think?
Look, I'm not familiar enough with Cairns Airport to answer that, but it is a controlled airport, but it's possible that at that hour, that it was operating as a CTAF, in other words, a broadcast-only airport.
Anything else that we need to be thinking about as a community as this investigation unfolds?
Well, I think we should all consider this something that is very unusual, and we're all grateful that it wasn't a greater calamity.
We do definitely appreciate that fact. Peter Carter, Director of Carter Kappner Law, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you. And police and the